Or Signa from the group Climate Justice Taranaki, which opposes oil and gas drilling, is not surprised by the report's findings.
It's clear that the activities of Thompson and Clark are absolutely and completely and utterly wrong. They were spying on us and many other groups around Aotearoa. They were spying on iwi, political organisations, NGOs, groups like ours who oppose the drilling for oil and gas here in Taranaki. And we obviously know that this company has been doing this for years.
Oil Free Wellington says concerns about Thompson and Clark were raised more than a decade ago. Francis Montier from the group says a paid infiltrator from the company working for Solid Energy was sent into her anti-mining group, Save Happy Valley, to track their movements back in 2007.
Government ministers at the time were making comment on it and saying it wasn't acceptable and it needs to stop. So clearly it did not. And in fact, it has gotten so much broader that DOC are using these guys. The police have an improper relationship with these guys. The SIS have been interacting with these guys. Even people who have just lived through the earthquakes are finding themselves in their groups spied on by Thompson and Clark. We have to see a change.
Kevin Haig from Forest and Bird says it's hard for New Zealanders to now have confidence in these government agencies.
The public service has, to a significant degree, lost its way and has misunderstood its core function and its core duty, which is to act for the public.
Well, speaking of acting for the public, we asked a number of people in the public service more broadly to speak about this. Neither the State Services Minister Chris Hipkins nor the State Services Commissioner Peter Hughes was willing to be interviewed this morning, and nor was anyone from the National Party wanting to come on the program to discuss this morning. We can, though, talk to security consultant Dr. Paul Buchanan from 36th Parallel Assessments. Good morning to you.
Good morning again.
What do you make of what's been going on here?
Well, I can't disagree with anything that has been said prior to my arrival here this morning. There's a serious rot in the public service. And if anything demands a commission of inquiry, it is this case, this thing. As other people have said, it's appalling. And I say that because in democracies, the way things are supposed to work is the following. State agencies, government agencies, use state security agencies to do investigations and conduct surveillance for reasons of national security and to fight crime. Private firms use private investigators under industry codes of conduct and within the law in order to do reputation management, that sort of thing. The importance is that state agencies have to operate under the law, with warrants, that sort of thing, and here they've confused the two. And while it's okay to outsource some security functions to private contractors, for example, spying on graffiti artists, you know, because the police are involved with more serious matters, so you can sublet that particular thing to, you know, to combat low-level crime, what Thompson and Clark were doing was clearly illegal. But then again, here's the rub. What this demonstrates is two things. First of all, that the code of conduct governing the public service has enormous loopholes that you can drive trucks through, and TNC did. The second one, which is more disturbing to me, is the unethical behavior of public servants. And mind you, this investigation did not include the police. The police ran their own investigation on relationships with Thompson and Clark, and they came out with a report that said that they had never referred any business to TNC, and that's patently untrue. I'll give you one name. Rob Gilchrist was a well-known informant to the police 10 years ago, and he was working for TNC at the time and was handing information about activists over to the police, even though they were doing nothing wrong. So this is bad. This is bad. This is an abuse of power on the part of the public service and those who let out the contracts.
Can we look from the other side just for a second, if there is another side? Let's just test this out. So we've got the earthquake response, and you can understand that a bunch of people who just think that they need to be have better information and need to have better treatment from Southern Response are rightfully horrified that they are being spied on. It's not quite that simple in some of the other areas, though, perhaps. And let's have a look at a couple of them. Let's say in the oil industry, for example, that an activist group who have a view are willing to take pretty dramatic measures. They might be climbing on equipment, for example. They might be scaling buildings. They might be doing other activities that they feel are going to bring attention to their cause. Now, fair enough in a democracy to do that, but you could understand, could you not, that they might want information about that if those actions were going to be seen to be possibly putting someone's safety at risk, for example.
Yeah, no, and here's where the distinction between the state and private firms comes into play. If the private oil and gas, you know, energy firms hire private investigators to monitor activists so that they can get some sort of read on what action may be forthcoming, as long as the surveillance is done within the limits of the law and industry codes of conduct, that's fine. However, what we have here is a case where public servants in the Ministry of Business, Industry and Enterprise, the Ministry of Primary Industries, were using their databases to supply information to TNC employees. In fact, some of them were moonlighting as TNC employees. So it's the overlap between state functions and the private interests of these firms where things get murky, and quite frankly, it's a gross conflict of interest. So had the energy sector hired Thompson and Clark to do surveillance within industry standards, and there was no state involvement in that, it'd be perfectly fine. But unfortunately, it was not.
Thanks for your time this morning. Do appreciate it, Dr. Paul Buchanan there. Let us know your views on this one. I'm sure you've got them.